First, we have Samir Makhlouf, educated on the West Bank at Birzeit University and now executive director of One Voice Palestine. So, Samir, would you speak to us first, please?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to thank everybody for giving us this very important opportunity to speak about our experiences and to give us the chance to make you hear the Palestinian Christian voices from the Holy Land. When I first was approached to speak about or to speak in this conference, I thought that the best thing to share with you is my personal experience in life and living as a Palestinian Christian young man, the difficulties and all the issues that we pass through. So this might give you a very real and honest experience and knowledge about what the Palestinians face, how they live, and what are their ambitions for the future. Again, my name is Samir Makhlouf, and I am 35 years old. I was raised in a Christian village to north of Ramallah, to Ramallah city, in a Christian committed family. I went to a Christian schools, and as any other boy by that time, you know, I thought like the world was very nice, very rosy. After my secondary school, I went to the seminary and I wanted to be a priest. Then I changed my mind and I went to study in Birzeit University. At that time, when I was 15 years old, I was arrested by the Israelis for 4 months. And that was my first reality, or first time I faced reality. And that was a very difficult experience for me. Life-changing experience, like imagine a 15-year-old boy is disattached from his community, disattached from his support, from his family. It wasn't easy at all, and again I said like that was the first time I faced reality. But on the other hand, that experience gave me also, or I started back then, start thinking about who am I. I started thinking about my identity. And like many other Christians in the Holy Land, there is a conflict between the identities. Am I Palestinian? Am I Christian? And I said back then when I started, you know, growing up and thinking, being Palestinian only is something good but not so special. Being a Christian only is something good but not very much special. Then I discovered the great combination of having or being a Palestinian Christian. And when you discover this very special role you can play in your society, if you think about it, this is something really great, and you think really that you are a messenger, and with this very special role in your society, you can achieve a lot, and you have a very great responsibility in your society. Again, at that time, like many other young Palestinians, after this very hard experience, after graduating from university, no job, very difficult economical situation, the first thought of, or the first thinking about emigrating came to my head. And that was too risky, by the way, because I know very well from my experience and my family's experience that this is how it starts. It starts with a small thing, a small thought like this, and then it grows and they immigrate. And unfortunately, I can say like the Palestinian Christian immigration is like a bleed. I know my village. My village is 600 inhabitants since ever, since 50 years. We never grow up because all the good people that many people immigrate to other places of the world. My family almost disappeared. We are only left very few number in where I live. And this is something really concerning, and this is something really worrying, and I want them to come back. Now, in order to come back, we need to take out the reasons why Christians immigrate. And honestly speaking, for me, if we are talking about four reasons, for example, why Christian or Palestinian Christian immigrate, three of them will be occupation, occupation, occupation. The reality in Palestine is not easy, as you all know. Living under occupation is something totally difficult, and people could not handle it. Now, the reason why the Palestinian Christians immigrate more than others, first of all, because it's related to the number. So if we have 1,000 Palestinians immigrate, you can easily figure out that 1,000, because they are a minority in that country. On the other hand, the Palestinian Christians are usually more educated, so they can easily find more jobs outside, and it is easier for them. And unfortunately, some embassies, as your Beatitude know, some embassies even helped and facilitated the immigration of the Palestinians. And within all this difficult society and difficult environment, I can say, and here I'm quoting from someone that I really respect, Father Rafiq Khoury. Once he told me that when we have a very difficult time in Palestine, we have two kinds of immigration. Palestinian Christians, they immigrate physically, while some Palestinian Muslims, they immigrate ideologically. So this is why, within this very difficult environment, this is why you see, and this might explain what we have now and why we have this now in Palestine and in the Holy Land. So the majority, and I'm talking about myself, within all this chaos, within all this very difficult situation, hope, which is the most important thing in life, is lost. And when someone loses hope, this means like this is we're approaching a disaster. And I can see it, like within the Palestinian Christian community, there is a disaster. Now we are maybe 1% or less than 1%. And this is not, by the way, I'm not talking about this like from a Christian point of view, because I know the importance of the Christian presence in the Holy Land. Our role as Christians, as I said in the very beginning, is very special. What the thing that we can do in our society is also very special, because if you go back to the history, like 100 years ago till now, you see how many great and big accomplishments done by Palestinian Christians, and of course by others, but the Christians played a very special role. And I can say, like many other speakers before me said, like we are peacemakers, peace builders, because we have a very special identity and a very special culture within this community, so we can play this very important role. We can, building consensus and can be ties between different communities and different beliefs in the Holy Land. On the other hand, we can never also avoid talking about other difficulties in the community, and I have to be honest, very honest here. In the very beginning, you know, I thought, what shall I say about this specific issue? And I'm talking about occupation, I'm talking about economical difficulties and loss of hope for the Palestinian youth. That's true, and that's the major reason for immigrating and losing hope. But also, there is also another difficulty that we face, because we are living within a Muslim community. And the Muslim community, as a Palestinian, is not like a very easy place to live within. I'm not saying that we have something what is called like a systematic oppression or aggression against the Palestinians, but that does not mean that we have zero difficulties within the Muslim communities. And I can say, like, this is, and I want to emphasize that this is, that it comes from individuals and very small groups. It's not systematic, but again, this is also another reason for having a difficult time in the country, and also a reason to be added to all the reasons that I mentioned, that also is causing and leading to this immigration of the Palestinian Christians, which I hate. Now, as a Palestinian young man, what do I want? What are my ambitions for the future? First of all, I want to live free in dignity within my own state, and I hope that you will be able at some time, hopefully very soon, to help our readers approach and end the conflict based on achieving the two-state solution, so we can achieve and create our independent Palestinian state, which I want, a free, liberal, democratic state. This is the ideal place that I want to live. And having this kind of society is something really ideal for me, and by then I can say I want to live in the Holy Land, and I want to call all my family that immigrated to the US and Europe and elsewhere to come back and contribute in building our society. We have a special role and a special responsibility to come back and build our Palestinian, coming Palestinian state. Nobody can claim that it's not like, it's not my business. Everybody has a role and everybody has a responsibility. On the other hand, in order to create and make the atmosphere and the environment suitable for those Palestinians, Christians, to come back, we need to prepare the ground, and we need, there are some issues and certain issues that need to be done. First of all, I'm talking to your beatitude, Father Fuad. I say that the local church, first of all, we want the help of the Christians in the whole world, but we have a homework to do. The local church has a very important role. We should, I know that you are spending huge efforts, and I can see it, and I can live it, because I'm one of your, you know, one of the Catholic Church's followers, so I know exactly what is being done, but I say that this is not only enough. We need more. We need to take care, especially for youth. This is on the first issue. The second part is that for the Palestinian youth, and I insist here that we should pay big attention to Palestinian youth, because they are the promise for the future, and we can rely on them on building a better future and a better life. And we can say that, because if the bleed happens when youth immigrate, and all the families, all the Palestinian Christian families that you see outside, they went out when they were youth. Now, we have to, as a Palestinian Christian, I say, like, you know, economic empowerment is something very important. We need to create jobs. We need to create job opportunities for Palestinian youth. Because, and I'm not saying about grants here, and I'm not talking about AIDS, I'm not talking about something like this. We need, like, real developmental process, real economical empowerment, so that those who are desperate and hopeless, they can find enough reasons to make them stay in their homeland. And by the way, I don't like the word minority, because I consider myself as an original part of this land. I was born there, my grandfather and grandfather were born there, and we are, you know, we are there since ever. Now, if we are talking about the number, minority is fine for me, but I'm not, because we are an important part also of the Palestinian society, so we are not a different part or something totally strange of out of that society. What also can what more I can say, and I want to be very short here, educational opportunities is something very important also. Like, universities should play a very important role and give more opportunities for more young Palestinian Christians to get this opportunity, because I know about many of them. either they don't find a very good education opportunity in Palestine, or they got a better one in somewhere outside and they stay out. And finally, I want to end my speech by talking about also about the future, and I will talk about the Arab Spring. And for me as a Palestinian Christian young man, I see like I look at the Arab Spring by a big hope and also big concern and fear, because the future is not clear. I feel very happy that changes is happening in the country. We are approaching towards more democracy, which is also very promising for me, because when we have democracy and we have this kind of change, I can guarantee that we will have a free societies, and the minorities' rights will be maintained in that society. But on the other hand, I see also, I'm really concerned about what will happen in the future, because things are not clear. And as a Palestinian Christian, I have a big question in my head: what is next? So if we have like the Muslim Brotherhood, or we have Islamic regimes in the country or in the region, that is also something concerning for me. I'm not saying that it's very bad, but since we don't know the future, it is something concerning, and it is something that also I'm thinking about. And I hope that the future will be, no matter what the regime that we will have, I hope that the future will bring us democracy and liberal societies that we all can live in the region. Thank you.
Samir, thank you very much indeed. Thank you for that rather special sharing of your sense of identity and growing to an appreciation of what a great combination it is to be a Palestinian Christian, and to how you came to understand that being a Palestinian Christian made you a messenger. Thank you for the insight into the different meanings of emigration, how it can be both physical and maybe just as importantly, a psychological withdrawal. And thank you very much for your sense of hope and ambition, and for the way you look with that mixture of hope and fear at the Arab Spring and what it might be bringing.